How we feeling?
Two just episode 282.
Is it 282?
I don't know. Think so.
Right. What episode is it?
230.
Yeah. 230. Oh, wow. I was way off. When it hits 500, I think that's when like I'll be done for sure.
229.
I think episode 500, I think will be my exit for sure.
You think so?
500. Yeah.
Let's make it to 1,000.
Are there people that have like 1,000 podcasts out?
Yeah. Like Joe Rogan,
Joe Rogan posts like 3 times a week. So that makes sense. Because he's posted he's already at 333 after a year.
Yeah. But I mean, he's been doing it since like 2012, even longer, 2010 probably.
That man could talk though.
2,700 episodes, The Jack and Stench Show, 12 years.
Ooh, The Stench Show.
Wow. The longest running monetized podcast.
What podcasts do you listen to?
Matt, I don't listen to podcasts.
What?
I can't. I just can't do it.
But that's what we do.
It's weird. I don't listen to podcasts either. I don't like consume.
But that's like.
You know, I never listened to a podcast before we started either.
It's like a director never seeing movies.
I know.
Like
I'm
a chef never eating any other food.
Matt, I'm a fraud.
There's nowhere to pull inspiration from. And that's what makes us so unique and beautiful.
Zane and Heath unprepared.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are always like, I just feel like we I don't have anything to talk about. Or like, but if you were listening to podcasts.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
Yeah, they're not supposed to know that.
I'm just curious what other podcasts you listen to.
I've listened to Theo Vaughn sometimes. I've listened to the Broski Report.
We do our thing. We do our thing.
I don't have a problem with the way we do our shit.
That's what makes us raw, real, and authentic. And for people feeling like they're in the room hanging out with us.
And guys, if you want to make a podcast, you don't have to listen to podcasts. Just turn on that camera, grab a mic, and just start talking.
Baby, just let it out.
Exactly. Run the intro.
Ooh, give it to him.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, season 4. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I think we're in 5.
We are in 5. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unseasoned. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unseasoned, Filter 5. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are here on another episode. I shouldn't have taken that fucking gummy.
You know what that
meant. You wanted to.
We did the high episode and he felt really good for Patreon.
Speaking of the high episode, we actually just posted a brand new high episode with the three of us, me, he, and Matt.
It was me, Heath, and Matt
on Patreon right now, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get a ton of videos. You get bonus episodes. You get high and drunk videos. You get live Q&As. You get Discord, private Discord. And we also post the unwinds where we roll the cameras after every episode. And we just keep it rolling for 15, 30 minutes. And it's like a little bonus episode.
It's
every
like an episode. Extended cut. It's a really good time. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. If you want to check it out, you get all of that for $5 a month and you get access to everything we've ever posted on there. So stock up, baby.
But you just had your little Cheerio thing too. Like your stomach is still filled with food as well.
It is too. Yeah. I got a cereal cup now where you can put cereal and milk in it and you can eat it and drink it at the same time. You've seen it on TikTok, right?
Yeah, but you're in your house. You weren't on the go.
Well, I was trying it out today, but
on the couch.
But I will be on the go. When I use it.
It's okay. Silly product, but it's kind of genius. It seems like something Kevin from The Office would bring in. Be like,
yeah.
It's an amazing thing. You can have Fruit Loops and the milk.
But you have to put Fruit Loops in it. Like it has to be chunky cereal. I tried cornflakes, did not work. It was just
Crunch Cup is the name of it.
Crunch Cup, yeah. Oh my God, look at that one. The spoon and all that. That's unnecessary. I don't want to have a bowl of cereal at work. I want to be able to hide it for my coworkers. And enjoy something that's kind of embarrassing to eat.
Did you ever have the cereal bowls in the 90s that had the straw built into the bowl?
Yes.
Wait, what is it?
Different colors.
It sounds familiar.
It was a cereal bowl, plastic cereal bowl, but built into the side of the cereal bowl was a plastic straw as well. And so after you ate your cereal, you would drink the milk out of the straw.
But Matt, why was it so disgusting? It's every time I would eat out of one, you would see the crust coming from the side. And not only that. you would taste it. Like when you drink it from there, like, oh, I taste the plastic. And normally you don't taste the plastic.
Also, yeah, that straw with that angle is probably hard to clean.
And yeah, the milk. Hard. And that's the only thing that's going through it is milk.
Milk.
Mm. Yeah, you got to get a pipe cleaner for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. That, like, and that went on for a long time, too. And you know people still have that shit in their house.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
Damn, that and Zoo Pals, man. They really...
Zoo Pals. Oh, the Zoo Pals were like the paper plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they got the ears for the side dishes. The main, that was a party, man.
I know you ate that. You ate on those plates until you were like 20. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. How's everybody's week been? Good?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. It's the jet lag's wearing off, coming back down to reality, leaving for a wedding weekend.
Wait, jet lag still from South Korea?
I still feel like I'm always like an hour off where I need a nap in the middle of the day, or I'm waking up just an hour too early. Like it's only been 6 hours of sleep.
I was wrecked for a long time after we got back from Japan.
Like for me, jet lag's not bad coming back. It's always going there. Like I'm really jet lagged when I visit anywhere, but coming back, it's like the best. I just need that one night's sleep and then I'm back.
See, I'm the opposite because like right when I get there, just my adrenaline kicks in because I'm in a new place and I don't want to sleep because I want to go out and see where I'm at.
Takes too much time sleeping when you're out like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the week's been good.
Good.
Been busy, but good.
He is such a dad now. He's working on his garage now. He's installing lights on the
just
top.
In my
he's
garage.
Like hexagon lights.
I know, it looks like the Batman's like lair in
I
there.
I know.
Yeah, I've literally just been in the garage nonstop.
Simulator all set up.
Yep. Everything is good to go.
It's been really hard to contact you too. I feel like you're always working now in your house somewhere.
He's out driving. He's flying. Yeah.
You flew to Egypt. You sent me a video of you flying over the pyramids.
I was flying over Egypt this morning. Then I ended up over Bora Bora. We've pretty much been all over.
Have you crashed yet?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, it is real.
Is it like scary real?
Oh, your gut drops. You have like a mini... She was flying over New York, giving
you
me a tour.
Flying?
I was flying. Does he know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I told him about this. Yeah. I don't think they know. They're going to be like, what do you mean?
We've talked about it on Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
So you might want to explain.
Yeah, I have a racing simulator with like motion, so it feels super real. And you could do like racing games. You could do flight simulators.
It's like that. It's not like the cheap shit. It's like that big like setup.
In a chair and there's three TVs in front of you. And you can put this headset almost like an Oculus
on. I got like the VR for it that just came in and it is mind-blowing.
Yeah, you put the headset on and you have all your gears in front of you and you look around and you have a passenger seat. You can look 360 around the whole plane and you can choose where to fly over. So his brother called him and he was flying over LA and he showed us Toluca Lake.
Oh, cool.
And you can, everything's accurate.
The houses are exact, like it's from like a Google map type thing. So they pull it and it's so detailed, like however long it takes you to fly it in real life with what plane at what speed out, like everything is in the game.
Yeah, like
so
it's,
if you wanted
it's
to
slow, like I'm like, I just want to fly like a jet, but he's like, it's real like speed. So like if I choose to fly New York, I could technically sit in that chair for 5 hours and fly to LA,
like fly through a building if you want to.
It'll
you
ban
get
you
banned.
Don't try it.
Wait, really?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, because they can log it. Like that was a big thing about the Malaysian flight. About what happened was that one of the pilots was
a magician.
He did.
No, freaking
for my next trick.
They could disappear. Well, he had done the route where they think like it landed, where he veered off course. I think he had that in his flight simulator log that he had
done. I did
done
not know that.
That.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's
correct. So they're tracking me.
So if you try to fly, can you like fly into my house on the thing?
You can see your house overhead.
What happens if you try to fly over Area 51? Is it just
blurred
out?
Oh,
I bet it's just blurred out. You probably can't do it.
It ejects you out of your seat.
You lose signal. It goes black. But yeah, she was flying over New York and she was like calling out all the buildings and the bridges
and
everything.
Tour.
Got a nice little tour.
Can you do a helicopter on there?
You can. And the helicopter's insane because you're sitting there and you can like look out and like look down at the.
Whoa.
Now, and it's not like a joystick, like a game controller. You have your, what is
it
called?
Yeah, it's the HOTAS. You have like your throttle, like, well, you have your throttle and then you have, it's still called like a joystick.
You have your right hand on something, your left hand on something, and you're up, you gotta tilt, you gotta,
it's
you
really
can nosedive into the ground.
I think to overcome my fear of flying, I think I
should do it.
I should do it, and I should do it like a lot.
Uh-huh.
Crash a couple times, a little bit of turbulence, have my seat move, So the next time I'm on a plane and that shit happens, I will remember the simulator.
There we go. We'll do like 6 hour mock like flights,
like
right
long,
before.
do the 24 hour challenge and just stay on that plane and just get through all the storms and hurricanes. Can you fly through like storms?
You can set the weather whatever you want. Like
There's.
I was getting motion sickness.
So is there an air traffic control mode where you're talking to other people online to? Do you have to be qualified for that? Because what if you like join in with a bunch of guys and they're like, oh, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing.
I'm sure I haven't gotten really into like the online stuff, but you can like fly with other people. Usually the air traffic control is automated. So like you still have to like taxi your plane and like a normal flight, but it's more
role playing.
Yeah. Role playing computer simulation version.
Okay.
Like but I'm sure there is a section of it where you can be that or whatever.
Yeah.
They got go-kart on there? I don't know. Just like if you want to kind of chill, like not be on like on the racetrack. You
do
like
golf cart mode?
Yeah. So like Mario Kart. That would be sick. Mario Kart mode.
So basically it's in a computer and the seat can work with different games. So it's just like you playing a different game.
Can you play a different game? Can you play like Mario Kart? Like where you play POV?
You could do like any driving game. Anything where you sit in a car, like you can use the controls.
That makes sense because it just goes through to the display. Yeah. That's the control.
When they do their next round in LA, like, you know, when they're dropping off to Beyonce and Jay-Z, do you think they could drop off one to me too? Okay. And I know I don't have like that brand where it's like, you know, I drive and show off my cars and shit, but like you think they'll still give it to me? Okay.
I remember when I had Midnight Club 3 or Midnight Club 2 on PS2, and my dad bought me the steering wheel, and we would like set it up on a TV tray, and I had the gas pedal, and I would like practice driving on the game, like paying attention to the stoplights and like following
all
the
rules. Honestly, a great thing for kids learning to drive.
Yeah.
You know, half of my, like the songs on my iPod were from this video game.
Really?
I would always save it. Because they would have the song playing and they'd have it on the bottom corner. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Every song that started playing, they would have it pop up. I just went and just like jotted it down just so I can download it later.
Midnight Club, man.
It just made me feel something.
Do you have also a like a manual control as well? It's like shift.
Yeah, so I have you could do a H pattern or you can do sequential. And then I also have the clutch for it too.
Dope.
And then I have a handbrake now.
Ah.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Damn, that's neat.
You'll really enjoy it. I'm excited for you to try it.
Does it take up a lot of power or is it just like
it's not that bad.
You can't hear it in the other room as well?
It's in the garage, and the garage is separated.
Okay.
So the only time you would hear it is if we had, like, not using headphones, and I have it through the surround sound.
Ah.
That I had cranked up one day getting really into it, and she heard me down the street. She was coming home, and she was like,
yo, I can hear you a block away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll have to come. You'll have to come try it.
That's awesome. Well, the TikTok ban happened.
No.
No, it's not.
Well, that what they say is that obviously, like, you know, they packaged it up with like a foreign aid bill to like help Ukraine, Israel, and what other country was it?
We're gonna ban TikTok, but we're also gonna send $300 billion
right
in small
because
print.
That's what it was like, a bipartisan bill, so it was like going to get like an equal amount of support. It wasn't like one sided on either way. Mutual people were agreeing on it. So now that it's like passed, though, they do have this 9 months, but people are saying that ByteDance will most likely sue the government, like saying that it's unconstitutional, which will go on for even a longer amount of time. And then that has to go, what, to the D.C. Court of Appeals and then to the Supreme Court. And, like, realistically, if it did happen, it wouldn't really go away until about, like, 18 months or 2 years.
Wow.
From what I've read.
I know Vine didn't go through anything like that. They just shut it down, but I felt like also Vine was this kind of it took a long time for the app to fully delete, right?
Yes.
Because we were all off it at that point.
We all knew it was coming, and it was like, make sure to start saving all your content.
Like, you could have posted, but it's just that it was just kind of pointless posting.
Yeah.
For a while.
Everybody was just trying to, like, move off the platform.
Yeah, okay.
But the whole thing, though, even if it does sell, like, China, though, still owns the algorithm. So they would basically be like, sure, you can have ByteDance, but you don't get the algorithm. And that's, like, the secret sauce to why the app, like, works. And without that, they would have to build that from the ground up. And I don't know.
Oh, they wouldn't give that to them?
The code.
If they bought it?
I think, like, the code of the algorithm or what makes TikTok work and why people love it, because it gives you exactly what you're into.
But you can't, like, buy that?
I don't think so. I think that they can, like, give them like the I don't know, I guess like the platform and all the users to still be on it, but they can right. still have their copyright or...
Mm. That's what, like, maybe you could buy a restaurant, but if that chef ain't staying...
Mm-hmm. You don't get the recipes.
That food's not going to be the same.
All you get is the name in the building, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So it's still, I think, 2 years, 18 months from what I've read, if it really does happen.
Okay, so let's say that TikTok is actually shutting down and everyone's like realistically have 18 months. Where's everybody moving to?
YouTube, Instagram.
That, it's tough to go from like TikTok to YouTube like that, unless like you're a giant creator and can move numbers like that. It's like a tough transfer.
I feel like Instagram just needs to make their algorithm better.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be the next one because Reels are becoming really popular. Because
that's
now.
The only platform I felt like, or in YouTube though, for like when you were on an Instagram app, there's the TikTok button, there's the YouTube button. Those yeah. are the two sites that they, if you're going to go somewhere, mm-hmm. we're shooting you to those locations.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot of like those Instagram, like there's a lot of like Instagram skit people that make like those skits mm-hmm. or like just make videos in general. They're generating so many. I like cannot believe how many views.
Yeah, their views are insane.
Insane. And that's all they post. Like their whole page is not a pic. There's no pictures anymore. Like I just went through a few like big influencers. It's just
straight videos, yeah.
Only videos.
And the boomers are really getting on Instagram Reels. Really? My dad has been sending me Reels like all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I love this creator. Have you seen this guy? Most of the people, yeah, I've seen on like TikTok, but he loves
his...
He's
finding them on Instagram.
It's hitting his interest big time.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Instagram has kind of the algorithm thing working pretty well, too.
I feel like you're big on Instagram Reels. Or I feel like you send Reels a lot more than...
So it's a morning thing for me. When I wake up, I go through Instagram Reels, and then later on in the day, I'll do TikTok. It's really weird. And I don't do that on purpose. I just happen to. Like, yeah. Mariah, when you get videos in the morning, it's Instagram Reels, right? You too. When I'm sending Instagram Reels.
Yeah, and I don't open them.
You guys don't open
you never
Reels
ha-ha
anymore.
I open every single one of your TikToks. Reels, I'm not there yet.
You don't. It's just a tap away.
I know, but I'm
with you because if I get the text, it comes one at a time. If I open up a DM from you and there's like seven, I'm like, damn, they're probably good, but I need to save that for a second.
It's good.
You got to like click it and then you got to go back.
When it's seven in a row, it's real good. Matt, I don't want to reply. I just want you to watch it.
Just give me the ha-ha just so I saw that you laughed and you found it funny too.
I don't have the time.
It's a tap away. Same thing you're saying, a tap to them that they could just open it. Just give me a ha-ha. I'm not giving you seven at a time.
I don't have time for podcasts and I don't have time to reply back to TikTok.
It's a tap. It's a ha-ha.
I threw it in the garbage.
I want to be entertained. That's all I want in life. I'm gonna be 100 years old, and I just want to be entertained. Make me laugh. Ha ha.
I want to bring that up really quick. One of Heath and I's favorite quotes right now is "I threw it in the garbage," which is from Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa. If you're a fan,
I'm not joking. Like 10 times a day.
Yeah, what's the context of her saying it? What did she throw in the garbage?
She talks about how somebody brought.
Do it, Bobby. You know what it is.
Somebody brought sprinkle cookies to the party, and she was like, Melissa, nobody touched the cookies you brought. I threw them in the garbage. You know what my favorite cookies are? Pignoli cookies. That's all I said. That's exactly what she said.
But I threw it in the garbage.
I threw it in the garbage. So Teresa has a daughter, Melania, and she's like a huge personality on the show. We ran into her at Coachella, and we both... Like, we passed each other, and we both double-took each other.
Oh,
and I was like,
no,
it was just me.
I didn't see it happen. It was just her.
We walked by, and me and Melania both, like, double-took each other, and I was like, she's doing it to me? And I, like, freaked out over her, so it was, like, a really cool moment. And then I told Heath, I was like, you're never going to guess who I just ran into. And I was like, I threw it in the garbage, his daughter. And he was like, no. It was really cool.
I mean, tell us more. Like, tell us the conversation. What was the vibe?
Did you exchange numbers?
No, she's really young. I think she's like maybe 17, 18, something like that.
I mean, it's not like you're a creepy dude. You're a married woman.
Okay, wait. Do you know the sound waking up in the morning?
Yes.
Thinking about so many things? Her sister sang it to her on her birthday.
Wow. Wow, Mariah, these are quite the celebrities that you ran into.
All right,
good television.
Big fam.
Out of all reality TV, I think those are the only, like, those shows are the, like, they are, like, that's when I think of reality TV, That's the only ones I think of, and those are the only ones that should continue to like live on
Real Housewives
in reality TV world instead of like all these other shows that are just kind of like fucking.
The thing is, like, they're always like this, and I feel like. Yeah. This is what made reality TV so entertaining was watching people like this, and now everybody feels like they that aren't that type.
Yeah.
Feel like they need to.
It's
put
like
that
this
on.
Era, the Jersey Shore era. Like that wasn't like an act.
It was
that's
authentic.
Just who they were.
It's so authentic.
Now they're trying to replicate that nowadays. Yeah. They're like, can you just ham it up for the? They're like,
I know when they came out of the Floribama Shore, I fucking wanted to.
That was the first
time I saw like a show trying to like just do it again, and it obviously. You just see everyone on the show was like, they weren't authentically like that.
So
it was just like they knew that they have to make this because they wanted to be the next Jersey Shore. That stinks. Like knowing that, like, oh, okay,
and I feel like so many people are getting onto these other reality shows, similar like the new Grand Cayman Island show. You have all of these like rich kind of housewives, girls of the Grand Caymans. They're kind of competing though to be the next person on like a Real Housewives show.
Yeah,
like they make they make a name for themselves on one show. And people are like, they work on TV. Maybe let's cast her to be part of like the new member of the Real Housewives. It's like people are platforming, trying to jump onto the net to be on Real Housewives.
You know what show was insane? And like it was during our time, and it was just like a show that we like. If it came out now, we'd be like, this is not like The Biggest Loser.
Oh yeah.
How insane was that show? Just put the big large person on the scale and everyone's
measuring,
just like
measuring their ways.
And the way that the scale looked too, it wasn't discreet, man. Yeah. It was like
a large like airport type like luggage scale. And then like if they saw like positive two for like, oh, they gained a
Get
pound
on
or
the
two.
Scale. Get off
just,
the scale.
Just everybody's face is just like
the team's disappointed. Like you have to have like collective weight. Like
and like just watching the show, like how intense their workouts were and like what they had to do.
And Jillian Michaels just like there with that like rock hard abs.
But man, I always knew though if I like was on that show, I would make it.
Did they end it? Biggest Loser's not on TV anymore.
No way. I don't think they can have a show like that now.
The Biggest Loser.
Well, I mean, probably if they changed it, but. Just the way they shot it.
And then you would still get like eliminated if you weren't losing the weight, right?
Yeah.
Which was like,
it's like, we're not here for your health. We don't care.
I feel like if you get kicked off The Biggest Loser, you should, as like a prize, is you do get like a free personal trainer for the whole year.
Yeah.
Because it would be cool for follow-up to see like,
sticking
even though
it
didn't work on the show.
Right.
We're still allowing you not, because that would make me just be like, well, I'm not worth anything. Yeah. I'm not worth losing the weight. I'm just going to like.
I'm not even the biggest loser. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah. Did they win? Was there like a top prize? Was there money like on The Biggest Loser?
I thought there was money in the end of it. No?
No, I have no idea what the prize was.
I mean, Heath, the things I would have done to like win first place, like if it was money involved, I would starve my I would do anything it took to get to first place. $250,000, 100%. You wouldn't catch me. You wouldn't catch me dead going seeking out a brownie if that was the first place prize. Are you kidding me? And all I gotta do is just lose weight. I would do anything I could, anything it took. Ozempic.
I wonder if they were like trying to tempt them on the side. You know?
Yeah. Like, they
like,
because
how are some of them not losing weight? It's like, aren't we all in this?
Oh, you think they would? You think they would test them by like placing like certain things?
Cookie ball.
They'd have to
like in the pantry.
Because if they made it only clean food around them, then how are you?
I don't know.
Heath, that's so true.
They were probably
because
leaving.
If I'm stuck in this house and I only have what's here, I will not eat bad.
Were they stuck in a house or were they?
There's just like Entenmann's donuts under like the kitchen sink that, you know, are just stashed away there.
I don't remember where like the location was where they would film these shows. Was it in like everybody was living together or was it by house?
I don't know.
If I was in this house and only healthy food, I would never gain weight. Like,
that's
ever.
What I mean.
Like, it would be impossible for
me. If they made the circumstances.
Until I go to one of your guys' parties and then there's a cookie plate. Like, I have to take one. I have to. So they have to be leaving shit around to test these guys, which is kind of fucked up. That's not the point of it.
Those sisters seem to be doing well. Like, try being my size, Amy. You don't know how it is. Was it my 1,000-pound sister? What was it called?
I don't think the
500-pound sisters.
The show wasn't them losing weight, right? It was the 1,000-pound sisters.
But they
sisters.
Equally were
equally,
like 1,000 pounds.
Equally weighed 1,000
pounds.
Were like
pounds. Bordering on 500. But now it seems like both of them, because it was Amy was the one who was slacking.
Yeah, Amy was always the one holding her back.
But they look great. But it looks like they are on. And like or like
what?
Oxygen machines
right now.
Every time I've seen.
Oh, Amy. Yeah, they've lost a ton of weight. Look at that.
Or, yeah, they look great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Amy's looking better than her sister now, all that shit talking.
But the headline says Amy Slayton is not focused on weight loss right now. So
I mean, because she's taking a break. You could plateau if you're losing a lot of weight, you know? You got to have a little break sometimes.
You do have to treat yourself.
Was that show all focused on them losing weight, or it was just their life?
I don't know. I just so...
Because there was a lot of jokes in there.
Yeah.
I felt like it was more of a comedy.
I mean, it was more like... I mean, it's like those exploitive people where they just realize, damn, we've got some characters on our hands. Let's just keep the camera rolling.
And how do you think how do they find them?
Submissions.
Imagine
and stuff.
Pitching that idea.
Submitted themselves.
People also go out to places and they just find
like that's
anybody.
Crazy to me. That
you go hang out around a bar in a small town, you're gonna run into some people who need to be on a reality show.
Like you're the person. Okay, go walk up to them. Go pitch them the show. Hey, so we're thinking about doing a show about. We're gonna call it 1,000-pound Sisters. Are you guys in?
With how funny
that's
they were,
a fucking crazy approach. Yeah. No, but
with how funny they were, though, I think they were like so down for that. And they, you know what? They probably came up with the idea.
Poor Honey Boo Boo, though. Her mom like spent all of her money.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, shame on her. Shame on you, Mama June.
It was a whole thing where she needed the money to what was it for her to go to?
Well, there's always that like fund. I forgot the name of it. That child stars. Have to put like legally. I feel like they have to put money in locked away in. And Mama June told a little Honey Boo Boo that she would get it by the time she turned 18.
Yeah.
And she turns 18 and finds out it's all gone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a lot of money too. That sucks. All the money maker was Honey Boo Boo. She's the one that brought in all the money. That's so sad.
Really sad. Hopefully she catches a good stride.
How old is she now? Remember, were you with me when I met her?
No.
Was I with you?
I don't know. I don't know who was with me, but I remember I met her and we took a selfie. I think it was like, that was the first time I was like starstruck in LA. Yeah,
like,
because I just like recognized her from the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Bonifa. And so I was like, oh my God.
That's the saddest thing about these reality shows, though. They come and find these people who are, you know, not living in the best financial situation.
Yeah.
Offer them this incredible financial opportunity that's getting millions and millions of views on TV, that they can't hire a financial manager on behalf of the show just to ensure that their talent is spending their money wisely and setting them up for financial success.
You're talking about the show provides that, like,
like they take a back seat, like, we'll give you the check and let's just see what happens. That's not our responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that also happens with so many athletes when they give their first paycheck.
The thing is, they go out
and spend it like
they
crazy.
Were probably advised to do that, but at the same time, financial advisors are very expensive too. So, like, I could see them going, no, why spend the extra money on somebody handling our money when we could just do it our own? And especially if Mama June was going to do that and be shady with it, I don't want to. She's not going to want a financial advisor over her shoulder seeing what she's doing.
And also at the same time, like, your financial advisor they're just there for advising. Like, how many times have you been like, I want something, and your guy's like, no, and you're like, well I'm gonna
it takes a little bit. He's strict. I mean, at this point, he's like, it's more his than mine. We will fight.
If I just ran a talent network where I was like, I really, these people aren't maybe the most financially like intelligent people out there.
Yeah.
And just to make ourselves look good and give us the peace of mind, because it's not good press knowing that I, as the producer, made millions off these people they still lost it. Everything off their own mismanagement. And I understand that is their responsibility, but it breaks my heart that there isn't something set in stone to look out for them.
But I know there's like laws being put in place right now, like stricter laws about like what Honey Boo just went through with like these child actors, like where that money's going, and that, right?
Yeah.
Allison Stoner, isn't that what she's working on right now? I know she's working on this thing where it's for to protect child actors.
Yes.
From losing all their money.
Yes.
When
that,
they get
being
to the age.
Exploited. Yeah. Just making sure that they're more financially taken care of, even on behalf of like the studios that are paying them out.
I might have
making sure that it is.
Kids myself.
Okay.
Would you, like, would
six,
you,
six kids on a show?
Would you have, would you be a stage? Like,
No,
I would never be a stage parent where my kid is on like a Nickelodeon or Disney show. But if my kid had some good acting chops, like Jacob Tremblay, and I could know he could deliver scenes and he's doing Oscar nominated films, one movie a year, if he had the chops,
I would be like, how do you know that? You know what I mean? Like, how can you tell before you start putting him in auditions that, like, oh, wow, he's a star? Is it his character? Is it
you just know.
If he's quick? Like, is he like a, like, he comes back with something quick
They're
as a kid?
They're just mature. But the sad thing is, though, with those, like, mature child actors, they, the reason why they are the way they are is because they've spent a lot of time around adults. You know, if they're doing, like, those stage productions and they need a kid role, he's spending all of his late hours not doing daycare or going to a club around other kids. He's hanging out with other adults. So he picks up on their mannerisms, how they talk. They're really charming. And they understand what the scene calls for.
I must have been with a bunch of babies.
I must have been hanging out with babies.
Just idiots. I didn't pick up from any adults. Any adults.
Goo goo.
My God, fucking goo goo.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Prize Picks.
And if you live under a rock and you don't know what Prize Picks is, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members, baby. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in, baby.
And you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, and that's why it's America's number one fantasy sports app.
And Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. You can pick LeBron, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham, all in the same entry.
And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia.
And catch this. You want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week.
And Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
And the best part is that Prize Picks is really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app.
And my favorite part is that Prize Picks offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. So easy, just bop, bop, boom, money in the account. Just like that.
So for my picks this week, baby, I'm going to pick Steph Curry for more than 29 points and Nikola Jokic. Very, if you're listening, Nikola, for more than 10 rebounds.
So if you're ready to get in on the action, all you have to do is download the app today and use code UNFILTERED for a first deposit match up to $100.
One more time so you don't forget. Download the app today and use code UNFILTERED for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's right, baby. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. And thank you, Prize Picks, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
I saw this TikTok that was like, it's a little unethical way to get rid of junk. So instead of buying a huge dumpster removal tank come in, which is like $300, just go buy a storage unit, put all your junk in there, and then stop making the payments, and then they just have to auction and get rid of that junk.
Oh wait, that's genius.
Yeah, it's unethical because you're like finding a loophole and making somebody else's problem your problem someone else's problem.
I get it. A lot of them make you do like a 3-month minimum.
Oh.
But also, I think the whole point about the whole junk stuff is the fact that you still have to like transport it. So if you're going to load it in a truck to take it to a storage shed, you could just take it to a dump.
Damn, I didn't think about that when I watched the TikTok.
I get it though. But like if you're going to haul it away, haul it to the dump.
The loophole is not that worth the reward.
Like it's just, I guess if you lived right across the street from a storage facility.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be. Do you still have your storage unit?
I do. And I still put stuff in it like every month. It's crazy. Like Leah tells me that there's still so much room in there with those sliding glass doors that I.
Yeah, I went there. Why did I go there one time?
To my storage unit? Probably to pick up stuff that you had in there.
Probably.
Because we had like kind of all shared it.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think right now I share it with Todd too.
Wow.
There's just so much stuff in there.
How much do you pay a month for it?
When I got it first, I was paying like $150 a month.
Oh, that's not that bad.
But now it's probably like what, $200, $250? Because like prices have gone up, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Like just being able to keep stuff, but like it's out of sight, out of mind. Like that's why I have nothing in the house because it's all in storage.
I just want to go to a storage wars. I want to see the bidding on like.
I don't get how people get that opportunity. I want to spend $200 and buy whatever's in a storage shed, and then I have to break the lock, and whatever's in it is mine.
I think there's certain Instagram accounts where they'll like tease it, and they show you what's in it, and they go, come here on Saturday if you want to bid on whatever this looks like. I think they'll show you what the inside looks like before.
But if that was me opening it up, I'd go pick whatever's good, you know?
Yeah.
I want the ones that are locked up. They go, this has been abandoned. We don't know what's in it.
Is this all just to cover their own costs for the person ditching their payments? Or are they trying to make like a little bit of extra money?
I definitely make a little bit of extra money. I feel like it's really nothing for them. I don't know. There's so many.
You know what I mean? That's so fun. That I would spend money on on storage units like that. Just for the fun. It'd be such a good video. Every video, like you unlock a... You break a lock off of one you just bought for like $200 and like, let's see what we got
10
in here.
$10.
Wow.
But then you got to have a whole nother unit to take all that stuff to and then be able to sort it, list it on eBay.
Like I'll buy it, but can I keep it here?
Yeah.
And is that a whole business or people are buying this just because they genuinely think that whatever's in there is cost?
No, it's a whole business.
It's a business. They're gold hunting.
They're just upselling. It's like pawn shops. They buy stuff just to resell. Hopefully it's worth something. They find a Tonka truck from 1975 in there that some old rich guy wants to buy.
So for me, it's like, how do you find the time? Like if there's no way that you have a job and you do this on the side.
No, I think that's someone's job full time.
Just full time.
Definitely.
I mean, people buy like mystery boxes for YouTube all the time. This is a great thing.
Yeah.
My dad, one time when he was in college, there was like this comic in like one of the Dallas newspapers that was called like Doonesbury. And he loved it so much, but they would put poster inserts in newspaper stands, right? Like you go up to a newspaper stand and they would put an insert, and this was like a promotional thing they were doing for this comic strip. My dad went around town and just stole all the poster boards, and so he's always had them. And then he listed one on eBay, and it sold for like $200 or something.
Whoa.
And he was curious about who bought this poster, and he looked it up, and it was one of like the co-creators of The Simpsons.
Really? Wow.
And he was like, oh shit. He should have just like not even done the bidding war and like maybe just put it up with just a fixed price to
see it. But, more?
Oh yeah. My dad has like a huge stack of them.
I used to do that with the Xbox Live cards that were in Blockbuster.
Oh,
you get
like
the free month subscription.
Wait, that comes with like when you buy it?
Every new game back then used to come with the Xbox Live card inside of like that little
sleeve. Yeah, it's like the normal thing that you get in every box that you buy.
Yeah, you get a free month. So what we used to do is you'd go into like GameStop or a Blockbuster and you just open all of them up and you just take them because that.
Yeah.
Because we're just thinking about the disc, you know?
So you would just, but every time when the trial would go up, you would just make a new screen name and then keep it going.
Why didn't you tell me that?
That was the secret of the pros. If I told you, then I'd be direct competition.
I wouldn't tell anybody about it, though.
Yeah, but you'd be cutting into my...
I always loved like leaving Target, and there would be like the AOL stand that had all the free like CDs for like an AOL subscription.
Yeah,
but you would take those home, and then you could make wall art. Like you would make your name with like thumbtacks of like the CDs just reversed. So it was like this cool hack to like decorate your room with the AOL CDs turned around.
The case?
It was just like with the CD. You would take the CD out of the package, and then you would turn it around where it's just a little...
Oh, yeah,
and
then stack it,
maybe do your initials in your room, because you would steal like a pack of 20 of them.
He was one of those CD initial guys. I've seen that in a couple of rooms.
I mean, I was 10 years old.
No, I know. No, I'm just like, I could picture it in the rooms that I've seen in the past. Just like the CD initial.
And we would go dumpster diving in Blockbuster to get like old movie posters and then bring those back and like tack them up in your room. That was so much fun.
Or the big cardboard cutouts.
Yeah. I never knew where people got posters for their room. Because I would go to like friends' house and they like their walls just filled with posters. And I always got jealous. Like, I want my room to look like this. But I didn't know that though. So I thought the only place to get posters was from from Spencer's.
Yeah. You go to Walmart. You look at all of the... They like clacking back and forth. There'd be the girl in the bikini and your mom would be nearby. You'd be like,
close it real quick.
And then she'd leave and you'd be like, let me look at that again.
So options were limited.
Yeah, Spencer's was like one cool one and the rest were just like psychedelic weed and mushroom. Yeah. Like
you worked at a Spencer's, didn't you?
Yeah.
For more than a year?
Maybe 2 years. I feel like I was there for a while.
Yeah, I remember you worked there because I walked in and I was like, Heath works here. But that was like, we weren't that close.
Oh, I picture Zane walking in there when you weren't really friends and you're like, okay, Heath works here. Like, what if you told yourself in that moment you guys would have a podcast together
in
15 years?
Heath, remember I was uploading Vine through a computer, through laptop when we hacked it? Remember I was on the bed, at the Brookstone bed, and I was sitting there editing. Like, I don't know how we were
He used
to
come into Brookstone and, like, edit the vines on the bed that we had in store.
just kicking his feet.
Just kicking back. Because he was, like, he was way up there in Brookstone. He was, like, under the manager, but, like, they all liked him. So, like, I was a lot of, like, you know, kind of be around.
I was assistant to the manager.
Mr. Stone.
You kept getting promoted, but your money wasn't being promoted.
Yeah, no. Hey, here's more responsibilities more for the same price.
Yeah. That's crazy. They can't get away with that shit now, right?
No. I mean,
when you get promoted, like, you have more tasks, but the pay doesn't change?
I mean, I'm sure.
It's a resume booster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you get to show your next job that you were a manager or whatever.
I remember I was telling stores out of work for free just to, like, for them to hire me. Like, I'd work here
Was watching Gary Vee back in the day.
I wanted a job so bad.
Just going in folding shirts and they're like,
it
sir?
Was just hard. It was like back, it was like hard to find a
it
job.
Was.
That's why I worked at Forever 21 because nowhere else was like hiring. So I worked at Forever 21. But before that, I was just like, I was desperate to get a job that wasn't at a restaurant because I hated working at restaurants.
Oh,
I just
too.
Was bad at it. I would drop everything.
Me too, man. Hot Mexican butter right down my whole shirt.
Yeah.
Dropped a drink on a baby's head.
Your skin starts smelling like the food. Your skin. Like, ugh. I couldn't even wash it off me. That's how bad it was. Then I got to work with a bunch of girls.
Speaking of editing in Brookstone and massages and everything, I'm sad to tell you guys that I...
Please don't quit.
I think I'm in the beginning stages of carpal tunnel.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
or arthritis.
What's carpal tunnel?
It's when you drive through a tunnel with two people in
a
car.
Yeah, right. It's a Tesla one in Vegas.
The carpis are like the tendons in your wrist, and carpal tunnel is like what they call like a almost like secretary wrist. People who work at computers and you're doing a lot of stuff, it causes like tension.
Why would you get that?
Yes,
is that not right?
Oh. Why would you wait?
Or wait, am I wrong about that?
No, he just said, why would you get that?
When are you doing this?
Just doing all the time.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, that's the problem with those Apple keyboards. I don't know why the flatness of it is not proper to how like our wrists should be computing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm so like, what is the?
Oh, you're serious?
It's very painful.
So
in, like,
let me show you. He needs a visual. Do you see? So I am clicking with my middle finger. Like when you're using the mouse, you're clicking. Yeah. Like I'm like cut, cut, space, cut, cut. Look up here when I move my middle finger. Do you see that muscle twitching?
Yeah.
That is like, I have to stop editing recently and I have to rest my arm because it won't let me work anymore.
Look, if you want to quit, just tell us.
I'm just saying. It finally
you know what that
came.
Means? That means I need to take a break for three
that
months.
That means I need a workers' comp.
Yeah.
So it's in my wrist and my like forearm area. And I've never, it's bothered me before, but it's never gotten to the point where I had to act physically stop.
Got it.
I do have a massage machine that does like little, it's kind of like not acupuncture, but it has like those like sharp dots inside of it.
Yeah.
And it massages and it squeezes my whole arm and it gets like the blood flowing again. And then I can start again.
Oh, well.
So if you notice, I've been taking a little longer to get stuff done.
I know. I feel bad. And I know I know what you're doing right now.
Don't feel
Give
bad.
Give her
Zane.
A break. No, let her rest.
I wasn't trying to go for that. I was trying to think of a title for this episode.
She's been diagnosed.
I was literally thinking of a title.
No, that honestly makes me feel like I feel very sad.
No.
That's what the principal in Mean Girls has is like carpal tunnel.
Yeah, she's the
He's like, my carpal tunnel came back.
Got it.
Which I think though is because he was injured actually like before filming and they were like, we need a reason why you're in a cast.
Oh,
and
really?
That's why he's like, because there's no... It's a silly thing.
Oh, there's
thing
no reason for him to be in the
in a cast. Like, they're like, how was your summer? It's like, well, I got divorced. Well, my carpal tunnel came back.
That's an interesting detail that I never realized that like he didn't need to be in that.
Yeah, because I thought that too when I was younger. I just accepted it. But as I got older, I go, that makes no sense. Why would they add that in there?
Right. You should be carpal tunnel girl like on the podcast in the podcast world.
Is you would that be it. Carpal tunnel? Like I do feel it in my wrist, but it really the pain is up here.
Oh,
do you know what? Is that arthritis?
That's your radia ulna. It's your your carpi radial ulna. I don't know. I thought carpal tunnel is more in the wrist than it is.
It is, but it's all connected. Like it's my middle finger. Like you can see it moving with my middle finger. That's what's triggering it. So it's when it's my fingers, but it's hitting that up there.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's all connected.
Do you think using a mouse would help?
Probably.
Wow, a mouse. When's the last time you used a mouse?
I know. I should actually try that.
Do you feel any pain right here in like your middle two fingers right there?
Okay. No.
I know that's like trigger finger or like.
Yeah, because there's carpal tunnel exercises and I was doing them. I'm like, this isn't helping the right spot. It's almost making it worse.
It may not be carpal tunnel.
I'm very curious.
Have you gone to physical therapy? Or they don't. You're not there yet.
We should get
a few more episodes. You'll get.
You could get a brace and just start like working with a brace on.
I have one. It just doesn't go. Like it doesn't do anything. I have it for like my wrist, and it just doesn't. I should try to get a mouse.
Yeah.
So that I'm just doing.
I feel like you're going to hate it at first because the mouse pad is so good.
Yeah.
Just it knows exactly where you want to be. It'll take some time, but they just have like certain settings on mouse pads or on mouses where. Once you get it right, it feels so much better, like for your wrists and everything.
Thankfully, I'm pretty good with my left hand too, so I can just like I have this one in the massager in my left hand. I can like get through like 20 minutes, but
just overworked and underpaid.
I'm not underpaid.
Did any of your grandparents, like great grandparents, have like severe arthritis to where like the knuckles were like buckled out? Like
you know
that?
What's weird? I think I've said this on the podcast before. There's times where at the corner of my eye, I have to like look down at my hand because I see my grandmother's hands. And both her hands were like this.
My grandmother's like huge knuckles. Yeah. And it was like,
Yeah. My teacher in high school, she had it really bad. Like it curled back like this and her hands stayed like that. So she had to like work like that. And both of her hands were like that.
It could be tendonitis, sweetie.
Oh, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's probably that. My brother and my dad has tendonitis. Is that genetic?
Is it running the fan?
Oh, yeah, genetic?
It sounds like it
secretaries
does.
On like those typewriters back in the day. Oof. Where it was like such a deep like keystroke in a way where they had to punch and down to get it every time and having to do that over and over.
It's
and
crazy
over.
How deep of a press you have to do on those typewriters.
And if you messed up once, got to redo it have respect to the secretaries. I just got sent that there was a robbery reported at Jonah's Kebab. 58 minutes ago, police are responding to a report of a woman attempting to take money out of the register at Jonah's Kebab. Hold on.
Wait, that's crazy.
There's an audio clip. Wait, damn it, citizen. Oh, it says I have to upgrade to listen to the full.
Oh, I see it.
Transcript. And then 59 minutes ago as well. Oh, see, that's where they pay for it.
This is ridiculous.
Damn.
That's crazy.
You have to pay
it's our safety.
For safety? So stupid.
Wait, that's a little
it's
silly.
So dumb.
Well, can one of you pay for it so we can listen to it?
All right, we'll wait for the update.
Oxnard in the plaza at Jonah's Kebab. Suspect is a female, white, 35 years, brown hair with blonde highlights, a black shirt, gray sweatpants, yelling, throwing items, and is now reaching into the register, attempting to take money.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
Wow.
Trying to steal money from a kebab place is like pretty. There's just a lot better locations. No, like it just doesn't make sense.
Sounds like just like a crazy person.
Either a crazy person
with highlights,
like, or it's like targeted.
35-year-old woman, they said.
Yeah.
Female.
Wonder if we'll get an update.
Don't people know? No, nobody deals with cash anymore. I feel like every register is empty. Nobody.
You're not going to get a lot. You're not going to get a lot from a register. Card.
It doesn't seem like she's armed though, right? Because it'd be an armed robbery.
Oh wait, she was.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it
sound,
doesn't.
No.
They just said she was throwing stuff.
Give me the cash.
Or maybe it was like you didn't give me enough sauce.
Probably. Remember that incident at the one place where it was in New York City?
Your Honor.
Your Honor. If the sauce was charged too much, then maybe all of us here would be a little upset, huh? Make the sauce free.
Make the sauce
free. Well, maybe it did come down to the sauce. That Jonah's Kebab sauce is pretty good.
Were you the type to keep sauce packets in your fridge and then you put it like on your other food?
Yeah.
Really?
We had an entire pullout drawer in our fridge back home that was dedicated to all different sauces from.
That would be pretty sick. Like for taco nights, if you made your own tacos, but
that's
you put
what,
the taco
that's
Bell
all
sauce.
We had.
They do sell Taco Bell sauce, though, sometimes at grocery stores, depending on which one you go to.
Depending on the season.
And I heard that Walmart's, like, store brand sauces, they have, like, a cane sauce dupe They got a Chick-fil-A sauce dupe, and apparently they're pretty on point, like close to the real thing.
The Chick-fil-A sauce, what is that made out of again? What's the ingredients? I think it's
like honey mustard, but like a little...
Oh. It's all like the secret sauce, like the mustard, ketchup, mayo.
That's Thousand Island dressing, baby.
Did you see the guy who cracked the code, though, about Chili's?
Chili's?
I hope it's good because I love Chili's.
So, like every fast food restaurant now, like if you wanted to go to McDonald's and just eat by yourself, you're spending $15.
Mm-hmm.
Like no matter what, for like a burger, fries, and a drink.
Okay.
It's so expensive now. Chili's has a one-person deal that's $10. You get an appetizer, an entree, like your burger, that comes with a side of fries and a drink. It's the three for me deal. Look at this. Yeah, you get a beverage, you get an appetizer, and your main course.
$10?
I think it's $10 for the burger one. Crazy.
You went to the cheapest one. That probably tastes like ass.
It's a burger.
It's the crispy chicken sandwich.
It's a real burger.
Chili's burgers ain't that bad.
I've never had a Chili's burger.
I haven't had one since I was a kid, but I remember them being not that bad.
Chili's is banging, man. The bacon chicken ranch quesadilla.
Oh, yes.
And chipotle honey chicken crispers.
Southwestern egg rolls.
Come on.
Sold, man. Every time.
I like when she gets you hyped. It's fun to see.
It's just like Chili's is just an amazing memory for me.
It is.
It was like the first place you would go out to eat with friends when you had like...
The passion.
You know what it's like. It's like your first time going out to eat without your parents there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
the chips and salsa, sipping on the beer with it, margaritas.
After you just done a recital, where are you going?
Yeah.
You're going to Chili's, man.
Going to Chili's.
I love Chili's. Last time I ate at Chili's was the day I proposed to Patricia.
Really?
Really? Yeah, because my brother picked me up and I just had time to kill. And the day you propose, you think mentally, it's all you're thinking about. My brother's like, let's just go get your mind off something. Let's go have Chili's. We had some Chili's.
Dude, that could be a commercial, man.
Yeah. Wait, which Chili's did you go to?
The one in Encino.
Okay.
There's one at the end of my street.
Nice.
I get
accessible.
It. A lot.
He said when he orders it and he gets to his house, it's like hot, like he ordered it.
It's
restaurant.
Right down. It's so close.
I want to get drunk up in a Chili's. I feel like every time I go, it's like, oh, we're having a drink, but...
You haven't been drunk in a Chili's?
Not long enough to like enjoy maybe being a Chili's for 3 hours what happens.
I'm
there for the meal and maybe one or two drinks, but I'm not like at the bar partying. I remember back in Chili's, we used to be able to smoke up in the Chili's, man. Have a sip.
No, you did. When?
Ooh. In like at least 1999, you could smoke up in a Chili's.
They had a Chili's in 1999?
Yeah. Wrangling up the smoking sections on...
No
every
way! I didn't
fast
know she
food chains.
Would she leave you guys? Would you guys go sit in the smoking section, or would she?
No, we were the whole family in the smoking section. She'd have the ashtray right in between the mashed potatoes.
Sometimes I'd get into the mash.
Did I ever tell you my
little
mom,
bit of ash with your mash?
Ash mash.
I know we talked about like my mom smoking during the pregnancy for me.
Right.
Did you know that she had a smoking room when she was giving birth?
In the hospital?
Why do you say it like
in
that?
In the hospital?
I'm
talking about smoking.
They had smoking rooms for pregnant women right when they're giving birth. So my mom...
I think it's a... You know what? I don't see bad in that at all.
It's just crazy to think that in the hospital, like, do you want your delivery room to be smoking or non...
It's supposed to be the most...
She says, smoking, please.
Yeah, and to be, like, a place where it's supposed to be the most sterile environment ever.
I don't know. Is it that harmful to the baby?
It was a different time.
It's not good. It's definitely not.
If I was pregnant, if I was a female and I was pregnant for 9 months and I haven't smoked at all, but I'm very stressed out. I'm about to have a baby come out of me.
Right.
I'm smoking a goddamn cigarette the whole fucking time until that thing comes out. Yes.
Do you remember that episode in Breaking Bad where Skyler is like pregnant and she goes out to the car and has a cigarette when she's pregnant? You're like,
everybody's
damn.
Like,
yeah.
What, Walt? Anna Gunn, man. I would pay money for Anna Gunn just to yell at me.
Yeah. It's
Matt's face.
Shut up! Shut up!
That, like, I had such a love-hate relationship with her. Like, I just loved her as an actress, and she just killed
you need to respect me, Walt. She never had a good day.
You think her and Walter still, like, hang out?
Well... I'm not Walter spoiling the ending.
Sorry, no, I meant Walt like, Jr. I meant in real life.
Mom, why are you smoking?
I meant in real life. In real life, you think they're ever grabbing lunches? I don't know.
I bet the Breaking Bad cast. Yeah, they're. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of actors, we think that they're all so close, but they're actually not that close. It's just like work at the end of the day.
Maybe.
Well, Jesse and Walt have the
tequila
company and Paul together. And, yeah.
Which I will say this, I will die on this hill. That shit should have came out the last year that they were filming.
Same with
that
Los Pollos Hermanos. They were way too late on that.
Way too late.
It seems like they're still around, though. I feel like I see Los Pollos.
Yeah, but
Pollos.
It should have been out like...
way faster.
They lost millions. Millions.
But they made hundreds of millions. Maybe billions
didn't.
Off of
no.
Breaking Bad. It was the top
show.
No,
I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about the
Does Vince Gilligan make money off of Los Pollos Hermanos?
Probably like a... Well, he's directing. A director doesn't make that. I think it's like the writer, whoever came up with that, no?
Yeah. You know how much money McDonald's makes a day?
I do not know. Tell me.
I think it was 65 million a day.
That's it?
Across all locations.
Oh, you know what David told me the other day? How much money do you think Amazon makes?
63 million a day.
Amazon?
No, McDonald's. Oh. 63 million a day.
Okay, now go to Amazon. My number
a bill.
My number was so low from what I said, I couldn't believe. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
There you go. Matt, don't look. Did you look already?
Well, I said a billion.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's $1.3 billion daily. Daily!
Makes sense.
Daily! You kidding me?
I think I'm a billion of those.
You kidding me? I want to see more. I want to see some more influencer campaigns for Amazon. Amazon should be paying everybody.
They don't even need to advertise, man. They know you're going to use
Amazon
it.
Amazon has enough money to not only end like every type of like just hunger, world hunger, help every country, but not only that, but provide more money to just everybody in the world, and then they would still fucking kill it. $1.3 billion a day is insane.
I'm curious how much of that.
Well, that's like sales, probably. Right. Then you have to
the cost of the items. You've got all your employees. You've got
the
locations.
Trucks,
you've got
the warehouses.
I'm so curious.
Okay, cool. A billion a day.
Do you ever if you're ever out driving early in the morning, do you ever see at a gas station all the Amazon trucks like fueling up for the day?
Oh, they go to like normal gas stations?
Yes.
I feel like they would have their own gas pump at their stations before they go out.
Heath and I always see
it's cool to
like,
see them all roll out at the same
when
time
when they're
too.
Rolling out of the building. It's like just a mob, and then they'll sit at the gas station together and they take every pump and they're all standing out and they're like, hey. It's really cool.
I'm not up that early. I've never seen that in my life. Hey, if you're listening right now and you're an Amazon driver, is it a chill job? Do you guys enjoy it? Is it like
I would have so much fun doing
that. Is it true that they made their routes only right turns?
I know that for mailmen, they only make right turns.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
Mailmen only make right turns on their routes.
Right, Ma?
Is it just because faster, safer, or like all of the above?
Well,
no, so it avoids crashes.
It avoids from like you having to like wait at a light to turn left.
I think it's also a dump trucks. Maybe it's garbage trucks as well do that. It's like
that's not saving a ton of time having to make a left turn.
Think about how long you get stuck waiting at lights to have to turn left in LA,
and that's gas being spent. Like someone
as opposed
figured
to just
out
pulling up to a light and immediately turning right.
Yeah,
yeah, but
you have to wait for like four cycles.
Like, for me, I think what's more important is that car doesn't get into an accident. Like, how can we avoid accidents by all these people's mails? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like to me that feels more like a main reason why. Instead,
I mean,
of just,
I think
like,
it. No,
faster.
I think it's all of it is taken into account. And they realize that's like a way to save money, prevent accidents.
Should we take a truck and make a left turn and like make everybody like shock everybody when they see one making a left turn?
90% of turns made by UPS delivery trucks are right turns, and that's intentional. Left turns are seen as inefficient because they leave trucks sitting in traffic longer.
No, I think I'm right.
You like this actuary scientist? Like,
yeah, I just liked my reason better.
I want to take a field trip where like I'm at home, I place an order for something that says it's going to get here the next day, first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. I want to be picked up. I want to be taken to the warehouse. What happens?
And watch
how
the package.
How do you get it so quickly?
That'd be really interesting. I'd want to like do that. I'd want to experience that for sure. Like as soon as it gets ordered, I want to show up
that
to the place and just make my way
like,
back to my house.
How do you get my package?
There's warehouses everywhere though, right? There's warehouses that have everything that you see on the Amazon store all in the, but I just don't understand how big are these warehouses where they can fit.
They're huge.
Massive. Huge.
Bigger than I think, right?
Yeah.
That much shit,
like you know when you're driving out to Coachella and like you pass those massive warehouses, like you know the Skechers one, they just go on for forever.
Palm Desert. I wouldn't know, Matt.
Oh, because you only fly the jet every time.
Yeah, we fly over, and we're not looking because we're busy drinking champagne on the flight. So yeah, we're not looking out the window.
Like, why do I feel like that's not big enough? I don't get it. Why do I feel like
that doesn't look big enough? No.
How does it have every little thing?
I could see all the shoes in Amazon fitting in that warehouse, like, but I don't see anything else fitting
in there. You could buy a house on Amazon. Where's that?
You could buy furniture on Amazon, like a whole couch set.
Yeah, but there's different warehouses that hold different things, too. They don't all come from, like, one singular one.
Which also confuses me, because how does it get there so fast?
It still blows my mind. Like, I'll look at something that ships from another country. Or something shipping here.
Heath, that actually takes long, though.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I'll get mad if I see something that's in another country and the shipping is, like, $25. And I'm like, $25 for shipping? And I'm like, wait, I mean, this is coming from, like, Australia. Yeah. They're putting a package on multiple planes, and it's being intercepted at different stations, and multiple people have their hands on it.
And somehow it gets to your house.
And it somehow gets to me, and I'm sitting there, like, $25 for shipping? How dare they? It's on multiple planes.
It should be like $150 to ship something like from
across the flight. It's free. Like, if you just say something's free shipping, though, people are more likely to buy it. If you just put the shipping price into something, it just makes them feel like, oh, it's not that bad. This is free shipping, even though the shipping price is
just going in. Yeah,
but that's crazy.
Or they'll do like $10 shipping, but if you spend $10 more, it's free shipping. Like, that's the same
thing. Oh, and we are adding into the cart.
You might as well buy another object and spend that
$10.
Yeah,
I mean, it gets me to buy. I love reaching free shipping. It's like a goal.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. And I win every time. I win every time.
Got him.
All right, that's it for the episode. Everybody, thank you for subscribing and watching another show of Zane and Heath on Fair. Make sure to check out these episodes every Monday on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday on the video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
We love you guys.
Toodles.
Mwah. Peace.
Besos.